Let's imagine for a moment there's a wealthy banker. He owns the bank. He has all kinds of money. And you go to him and you convince him to give you a loan for $500,000. You are sure with this $500,000 you're going to do great things, have a great return on your investment. But things go bad. And before long, your investments start to tank and things go bad. And you wind up broke. No money. All gone. Not only do you not have any money, but you're worse than being broke. You're in debt $500,000 and you have no way to repay it. Now, you go to the banker and you just go into his office and you have an appointment. You kind of shuffle in with your hat in your hand and you sit down in his chair and you just say, you know, that $500,000, that $500,000 you loaned me, it's all gone. I made terrible judgment about what I was doing with it. It's all gone. I don't have any money. I'm broke. I owe you $500,000. And I just want to throw myself on your mercy and ask you, could you find it in your heart to forgive me of that debt? And the rich banker, in a moment of unbelievable kindness, says, I'm going to wipe that debt off the books. You don't owe me a dime. How would you feel at that moment? Would you shuffle out of the office and do a little dance? And, you know, my debt is gone. I'm back to square one. Could you imagine? Now, you think of the debt that we owed. We come to Christ. Part of justification is your debt is free. Jesus paid it in full. As wonderful as that is, here's what justification does. Not only is it the removal of the debt of sin, but then the righteousness that Jesus has is imputed, put on our account. Let me finish. Let's go back to my story. You go into the rich banker. You say, I've squandered your $500,000. I don't have any money. I can't do anything. Would you find it in your heart to forgive that debt? And he says, I'll tell you what. Your debt is forgiven, but I'm going to do something else for you. We're going to go out here, and I'm going to add your name onto my bank account. And whatever you need for the rest of your life, just write the check out of my resources. How would that sound? Now, again, this is just an illustration, but this is what God has done for us. Your debt is wiped clean, and then I'm going to pour on you all of the righteousness which is in God's eternal bank account in Christ and put it on you. Give you a little different perspective. I told you at the beginning, justification is this reality of the lavishness, the extravagance of what God has done for us.